Hello there, Audio Candy. This is OFLG1, otherwise known as Scramble Golf. So, this is the weekly questionnaire. Am I the only one who? So, let's jump right in and get our feet wet. The first question is by Isso, and he asks, am I the only one who has ever listened to Creedence Clearwater Revival? Well, I have not listened to Creedence Clearwater Revival. I mean, you know, not religiously. Like, I've heard their song, you know, I wanna know, have you ever seen the rain? Like, I've heard that one, but I haven't listened to much of their other stuff, or if I have, I haven't realized it's them. So, yeah, I don't think you're the only one, but, you know, I don't listen to them religiously. I don't think I will. I mean, I want to give them a chance, but they don't really seem like the kind of band that I'd like. I don't know. Sorry, Izzo. Typo asks, am I the only one who is scrambled and crazy and rushed and stuff? Because I'm confused because I kind of don't like it and I feel alone and sad and stuff. No, I don't think you're, definitely don't think you're the only one who feels like that. I mean, heck, girl, my name is Scrambled Golf, okay? Like, it's not just that. It's like, I feel scrambled and crazy and rushed a lot of the time, especially when I'm getting, like, overwhelmed with something, or if I've been working on something for a long, on a particular thing for a long time, and my head just kind of goes crazy, and I can't do things properly, and I kind of keep mucking up until I say, oh, you know what, fuck it, I'm not doing this anymore, and I just throw my hands up in the air in wild abandon. So I don't think you should feel alone and sad and stuff, because I do it too. I do it a lot, and I make a fool out of myself, and other people laugh at me, but, you know, I think that's kind of endearing in its own way. I think that can be a good thing. Kind of makes you what you are, Typo, and we really like you for who you are, so don't feel sad and stuff about it, because we kind of like it, so don't stop being you. Ah, so inspirational. The next question is from me. Yeah, and I asked, am I the only one who has playlists tailored to certain activities? Yes. Wait, no. I don't know, I haven't. I should have thought about that question before I answered it. I don't know, I haven't listened to other people's audios yet. I will after I've recorded this, though, so I don't know myself. But I guess the one playlist I have is baking songs, and they're all baking related, and yeah, there used to be a website, I can't remember what it was called, but it would have, you'd just type in your activity and it would play a playlist for you for that activity. I really liked that, but then it changed to like this, oh, it was called Songza, but then it changed to like this weird daily feed of pictures or something, and I'm like, oh, this is stupid, and I clicked away from it and have never visited the website since, so I wish it'd go back to its old self. Always slightly sleepy asked, am I the only one who greatly prefers the pie crust to the filling of the pie? Well, the thing is, Sleepy, in New Zealand, our pies are a bit different. I think in America, they have all these different pies, like apple pie and, I don't know, other pies. But, like, yeah, our pies are a bit different, because you guys, I think yours is more of a dessert, whereas ours is like mince and cheese and, I don't know, steak and mushroom and blah, blah, blah. It's more of a savoury than a sweet. I think the pie crust and the filling of the pie, like the New Zealand pies, are kind of equal in my book. I always eat like the top of the pie first, and then I eat the inside of the pie, like the mince and stuff, and then I eat the rest of it. I don't know, it's just the way I've always eaten pies. But I think dessert-wise, like, I have had a dessert pie before. But it was a long time ago and I don't think it tasted that great, so I'm not really sure what the whole craze is there. And the last one is Cardlin, and he asks, am I the only one who has been on a parade float? I have not been on a parade float, but I have walked in a parade once. I used to belong to the Stardance Academy called Drury Lane, and one year we got to walk in this parade. I don't remember what it was for, but we got to dress up as, I was dressed up as a clown. And I'm fairly certain I freaked some kids out that day because I didn't realise that the makeup was kind of melting off my face towards the end because it was really hot and sweaty. So I was like smiling at kids and dancing down the street and they were all like, So I probably should have taken better care of my makeup or, you know, at least not have been so flamboyant. But I guess that's what clowns do, right? So I guess I had a good job. I don't know. Didn't get paid for it for anything. It was all volunteer, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. And yeah, we just got to go around and hand out lollies and be silly and goofy, and I do that really well. So yeah, that was a fun time. And that's all the questions. So booyah, bitches. I'm out.